fat, but just kind of
thick. Plump.
Okay, plump. Okay. How about somebody who is real muscular looking, kind of squared off, maybe? Let me just ask you this. How would you use the word
stocky?
Okay, stocky. How would you use the word stout? Do you know that in reference to a person?
Well, saying stocky and stout could be about the same thing.
How about a person who's really easy to get along with? You say they're really
easy to get along with.
Okay. Easy going. How about somebody who's just always knocking into things, knocking
clumsy.
Things? Good. How about a person who will just never spend a cent of money?
A miser or chi-chi.
Do you know the word tight?
Tightwad.
do you know, like, how people, if somebody calls somebody a fool, Would you ever call anybody a fool? Do you ever use that? Call somebody?
No.
How about the word common? Do you ever use that? Do you ever say?
Yeah.
Okay. If you said, that girl is really common. Or if somebody said that to you, if they said like somebody, and they said, that girl is really common. Now, what would you take that to mean? Would it be a compliment or an insult, or would it?
Just plain simple person.
Plain simple person, okay. How about an old person that, even though they're old, they still get around real well?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say they're really... Do you ever use the word spry? Do you know that word?
Yeah. Spry.
How about a little kid who can't sit still, can't sit in the chair? You'd say they're...
Well... I call them wiggle worms, but I don't know what there's a word for them. Kind of hyperactive or rambunctious.
Now, if you were concerned about something, instead of saying, well, you wouldn't feel easy, the opposite of feeling easy would be you'd say you felt
good.
Or if you were, instead of saying you were worried about something, you wouldn't say you felt easy about, you'd say you felt like
unsure
or uneasy. Would you ever say, I feel
unsure?
Okay. Like a little child might want a light on in his room at night because he's
scared.
Somebody who leaves like a lot of money on the table and goes off, leaves the door unlocked, you'd say that person was really, they wouldn't be careful.
Careless.
Right. If you're talking to somebody and they act, you know, they're not really crazy, but they act really odd, what would you say? They act kind of like an old
strange.
Person. Okay. Now, a long time ago, people used to use the word, and I'm going to use this word for me, the word queer in that way. Do you know that word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you agree? Queer. Now, do you know it used in that way, just to mean odd or strange, or do you know it just in the other way?
Both.
You know it both ways,
mm-hmm.
And you know it also to mean homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And so you still though have heard it mean simply odd or strange.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know if anybody your age would know. Somebody who just makes up their own mind about something and nobody can change their mind about it, you'd say they're
stubborn.
Somebody you just cannot joke with without, I mean, you can hardly touch them without them losing their temper. You'd say they're really.
Well,
how about touchy? Do you know that word, touchy?
Yeah, or get their feelings hurt. Well, yeah, get their feelings hurt easier.
Okay.